Is there such a thing as a born leader? Well, maybe there is, but most people who are successful in leadership positions will tell you that there's a lot to learn. If you've recently been selected to serve as a leader in your program, or if you're already serving in that position, it's likely that you got there by demonstrating or possessing leadership potential. Most young physicians, however, have had little, if any, formal leadership training. This course, along with a number of related courses, articles, and tools offered by Career Physician, is designed to help you define, understand, and practice the skills you need to be an effective leader in your program and throughout life. Leadership skills are learned just like anything else, with lots of practice. The object of this course is to present you with a number of challenging scenarios typically faced by physician leaders as part of your medical training experience. We'll observe a scene, take it apart to identify all the issues, talk about what went right and what went wrong, and how you might handle it differently. Then we'll give you the opportunity to make recommendations, see what your colleagues had to say, how they handled something similar, mistakes they've made that you can learn from, and successes they've had that you can repeat. As a leader, you can proactively impact both the tone and the culture of your residency program. The way you conduct yourself with your fellow residents and your program director will directly affect the standard by which everyone in the program is guided. You'll probably recognize something in each of these situations or even be reminded of a particular person you've worked with in the past. However, once you learn to recognize what's happening in certain situations, you can start to practice handling them in a way that reflects the standards you want to set for your program. How well do you listen to other people? If you're like most busy people, you're so focused on what you're doing, what's coming up next, what's happening tonight, what's important to you, that taking the time to listen to someone else may not be a high priority. The following scenario gives you an example of how a conversation between a resident and the chief.
Come on in!
Chief, I have issues. I'm very stressed out. I'm up to here with everything. I have grand rounds on Friday.
Grand rounds? Oh, what's your...
And I'm on call the night before. I don't know who had the bright idea to do that.
Oh, you know, speaking of grand rounds, I had a cool case last week.
And we have our exam on Friday, and my parents are coming in from Toledo, and I have to go pick them up.
Uh-huh. Hey, did you watch that Spurs game the other night? What? What did I say?
Here are a few questions to ask yourself. First of all, how well are you listening right now? What exactly were the problems the resident was complaining about? How do you think the resident should have brought her issues to the chief?
As a resident, she should have composed herself and been more organized before she went to see the chief in the first place.
I agree. She could have been less confrontational and whiny. Plus, she didn't attempt to get his full attention before she started addressing her issues. I think it would have been a good idea if she came into the conversation prepared with some solutions of her own. Or she could have asked for help in finding solutions to her issue.
Did the chief resident address her concerns?
Well, the chief didn't address her concerns at all.
How would you rate the chief resident's listening skills and body language?
He seemed to have pretty poor listening skills.
Exactly. And his body language proved that. Reading a magazine with his feet up on the desk? He didn't seem very interested at all.
No, there was no eye contact. Plus, he didn't ask her questions about what was wrong.
If you were the chief resident, how would you handle this differently?
Well, if it were me, I'd first take the time to calm her down, listen attentively to what she has to say, empathize with her, and try to offer some solutions.
A chief resident plays a key role in overseeing the day-to-day administrative duties which are established by his or her program director. Given the range of personalities and personal interests involved, maintaining an environment of fairness and equal treatment can be challenging at times. Though you may get along personally with some of your colleagues better than others, it's imperative that your actions promote a collaborative program culture in which each member feels assured that they will be dealt with fairly. Take a look at the following clip on the issue of fairness.
I know. Hey, Chief, we really want to work with Dr. McGillicuddy this spring.
Dr. McGillicuddy's awesome, too.
Couldn't you just switch around our schedules?
You know, that's really not fair to the other residents.
What if we take you out for a free round of golf?
Now that's tempting.
What if we refer all our FACOs to you?
Now that's even more tempting. Perhaps maybe just this once, but I'll tell you what, don't let the other residents know.
Ask yourself these questions. was the chief resident being fair?
The chief started out okay, but he really failed to take all residents' concerns into account.
What was unfair about his response to the two residents?
He was clearly looking out for himself rather than being fair to everyone in the program.
What impact do you think the chief's decision will have on the other residents?
If he plays favorites like that, he'll lose the trust of the other residents.
Was there a hint of bribery here?
That sounded like a bit of a bribe if you ask me. You took a favor in exchange for a service? Whether it's golfing or dinner, it's all the same.
When do you think it's all right to say, don't let the others know?
He also said, don't let the others know? That's not very ethical.
Yeah, I think there is certain information that should be kept private. This just isn't one of them.
I know what you mean. Sometimes people have personal issues or health concerns that really aren't anyone else's business.
If you were the chief resident, how would you have handled this differently?
Well, if I were the chief, I might have asked them to submit their schedule change requests in writing, along with their reasons for the request. I'd also want to let all the residents know that they can request schedule changes in writing and I'll do my best to accommodate them, but that the overall program needs to come first. No promises.
How do you think the two residents could have presented their case better? Gossip is rumor or talk of a personal, sensational, or intimate nature. While no one really wants to be thought of as a gossip monger, it's an easy habit to slip into. If left unchecked, or worse, condoned in an intentional or unintentional manner, gossip can be seriously detrimental to a program and its culture. For the person who's the subject of the gossip, the results can be even more devastating, especially in the highly charged, stressful world of residency training. What should you do, as a resident or chief resident, when you're confronted with gossip? Watch the following video to see how one situation was handled.
Hey Bob, did you hear about Ralph?
No, I didn't. What's going on about him, isn't
he? He's having all sorts of trouble at home.
Really?
Yeah, he might be getting a divorce.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and I think that's going to really impact the entire program. I think we should tell the chief and let her know what's going on.
Sounds like a great idea.
Okay, let's go. Hey Chief.
Hey guys.
Did you hear about Ralph?
No, what are you talking about?
Well, I heard that he's getting a divorce.
Really?
Yeah, I also heard that he's having all kinds of problems in the OR. Like the one attending said, he's just all thumbs.
I heard that he's going to be quitting. Now, if he quits the program,
really?
Yeah, I mean, if he quits, that means we're going to have to be on call.
Q2.
Q2, that's not fair.
Did you guys talk to him personally?
No, I haven't.
I haven't either.
Well, you know what? One of your classmates, I heard, is going through the exact same thing.
Really?
Huh.
I wonder who that is.
I'm not really in a position to say anything.
I know who it is. It's probably Susie.
Yeah.
So what do you think? Did the resident in the red tie have good intentions? Well, I question the first resident's intentions. He seemed to just want to spread rumors. I don't think he really even knew if what he was saying was actually true. Who was the gossip monger here?
They were all gossip mongers. The residents and the chief.
Do you think it's ever appropriate to talk about another resident's problems behind their back? I don't think it's ever appropriate for the chief to discuss personal issues between residents, especially in a casual, offhand manner. If so, when and under what circumstances? Still, if the problem is affecting that resident's performance and patient care, I think it's okay to go to the chief privately and express your concerns. If you were one of the residents, how would you have dealt with the other resident going through a difficult time?
It's never a good idea to pry into anyone else's personal life. If someone else asks for your advice on a personal issue, well, that's a different story.
As chief resident, how would you have handled this situation differently?
If I were the chief and information came to me that one of the residents is having trouble, I'd schedule a private, face-to-face meeting with that person to see what's wrong and if there's any way I can help.
Now, the chief should have stopped the conversation and reprimanded the two residents for gossip mongering.
On top of that, there could even be legal implications if the resident in question feels that he's been libeled or his career has been affected in a negative way.
Poor communication skills makes life difficult for everyone involved. We saw before how important good listening skills are to understanding a situation. Now, we'll take a look at how critical good communication skills are, not only in responding to a crisis, but also for achieving and conveying solutions to other problems. Both the resident and the chief in the following scene may have some valid issues that need addressing, but you can judge for yourself whether anyone knows what they are.
Chief, we need to talk.
What's going on?
I am sick and tired of Carl and how you always put me on Fridays more than anybody else.
Well, I'm sick and tired of you whining all the time.
I'm not whining. I'm only telling the truth.
Suck it up. Everybody has to do calls sometime.
You never listen, and I'm out of here.
It's not one thing you're complaining about, it's another.
Which of these describes the resident's complaint? Who do you think had the bad attitude in this scene? Well, the chief resident could have at least acted like she was concerned.
I agree. The chief could have at least acknowledged the resident's feelings about her schedule. Something like, this schedule really makes you angry, doesn't it?
The chief certainly didn't address the resident's concerns. If you were the chief resident, how would you have diffused the situation? The chief needs to find out if this resident really is on call more than anyone else.
Yeah, suppose a resident confronts you with an issue and you don't know the facts. You can say, you know what, I don't know what the schedule is, but I'm going to look into it, give me some time, and I'll get back to you tomorrow.
Well, the chief could have also asked the resident how she'd like to handle the problem. Ask her to come up with a solution on her own. You know, you're empowering her that way.
You should always be slow to speak. First thing to do is listen. No one was doing that in this scenario.
How do you think the resident could have presented her case better? Emergencies and the expectations of program directors and attendees create many unforeseen challenges that must be addressed by the chief resident and his or her residents. Effective problem solving will prevent issues from lingering or even exploding, will enhance buy-in to the program, and will keep everyone's energy focused on a quality training experience. Decisions within a program are rarely made in a vacuum due to their overarching implications. True leaders will seek out ways to involve their colleagues in finding proper solutions. Take a look at the next scene, and then we'll explore different ways to...
Hey, Chief, I need some time off.
What's going on?
I mean, as we speak, my wife's water just broke, and she's going into labor.
Oh, well, congratulations aside, but what can I do?
Well, I mean, I'm going to need off a week or so.
What rotation are you on right now, remind me?
I'm on retina.
Isn't the retina fellow also on vacation for the next 2 weeks?
Yeah, I think so. I think he's on for a couple weeks.
Okay. We're going to have to work on this together.
Okay, whatever you need me to do.
Try to get somebody to cover for your calls, and then I can cancel your clinics.
Okay, no problem.
Okay, and then in terms of your surgeries, I can find somebody to cover for you.
That'd be great.
Okay, I think we can work on this.
Thanks, Chief.
No problem.
How many of the following issues came up in this scenario? What did you think of the chief resident's approach to the problem?
Well, it's great that the chief is sympathetic, but fixing this problem at the last minute isn't going to be easy. It's very difficult to rearrange so many different things with almost no notice.
How will the chief resident's decision affect other residents?
Well, the reality is, some people in your group may be away for a death in the family or some other emergency, but the birth of a baby... that's not a last-minute surprise.
If you were the chief resident, how would you have handled this situation differently?
In our program, the schedule would stand as is.
Well, clearly, there was no discussion of this ahead of time. The chief had plenty of opportunity to set up Plan B. You should always be prepared to deal with a last-minute crisis.
Yeah, since the birth is expected, the chief could have involved all the residents in working out a backup plan. Involving everyone in the process also lets the other residents know that next time, if it were them, the team would be there to back them up in an emergency.
Suppose you were the resident. How would you have better prepared for the situation? At some point in your residency, or during your tenure as chief resident, you'll be faced with the need to ask the program director or someone else for money, equipment, or other resources. Although requests at this level are rarely critical, your failure to succeed in your request can dramatically impact your workplace culture. Many methods and strategies exist for such requests and are all affected by your personality and sense of conflict aversion. Take a look at the following
Good morning, Dr. Hollenhorst.
Good morning.
Well, I have a couple issues I wanted to talk to you about this morning. We need some money for our residency program.
What for?
Well, just in case something comes up, we wanted to have some money for the residents.
Okay. Well, what specifically do you want to use this for?
Well, in the event of an emergency or if any other projects come up throughout the year, we wanted to have like a petty cash account for the residents.
Well, I just don't think we quite have the funds to create a general fund for the residency program.
Well, that's not fair. I mean, if you look at the other programs in the country, They have money available for their residents to buy books and Palm Pilots and so on. How come we can't have money like that for us?
Based on what you just heard, what do you think the program director's impression of the chief is at this moment? What mistakes do you think he made?
First of all, you should have a specific idea of what you want and why you want it. Then you need to get the program director interested and involved in it.
Yeah, do the research first and have the data ready to show the program director that you're serious.
It's probably a good idea to ask for more than you really want to give yourself some bargaining space.
Right. Have an itemized list, a clear reason why you need the money. Expect the program director to say no at first, and when he does, be ready with your alternate plan.
Yeah, the chief should also realize that he's acting as an advocate for the other residents here. He needs to take that responsibility more seriously and be better prepared.
If you were the chief resident, how would you have handled this situation differently? Remember that the program director also has to report to someone above him. So, do your homework and find out how much money other programs have for similar uses. You'll be doing your program director a favor by providing him all the background, data, and analysis he needs to present to the chairman.
Yes. You need to be willing to build a solid business case for what you want. That way, you'll put yourself into a better bargaining position for the rest of the year and beyond if something else comes up.
Also, when it comes to salary negotiations, pick the right opportunity, as you won't get many. As a young physician leader, it's critical that you continually seek opportunities to advance your leadership abilities. When you think back over these scenarios, there are a number of lessons that you should be able to apply immediately. Plan ahead, be organized, know your facts. Use good listening skills. When others come to you with their concerns, hear them out first before you speak. Then ask what is bothering them. Let them get it all out. Wait until their list of grievances is exhausted before you make any comments. If the other person raises his or her voice, lower yours. Don't argue, defend, or become defensive. Involve others in finding solutions to problems. Ask the other person to write down suggestions and validate them for their input. Don't make promises you can't keep or take ownership of other people's problems. And never belittle or minimize someone else's problems. Never say never. Maintain a daily optimistic approach. You'll impact your colleagues in ways you never imagined and will cement a productive culture for years to come.